No, actually, I would say this is right in the mainstream of evangelical thinking, except for these people have just kind of taken it to its logical conclusion. It's the same thinking, it's just that now the context is, hey, we got to reach these swingers for Jesus, so we're going to swing with them and reach them where they're at. Same logic as megachurch pastors, just a different context. Listen, it's not about your methods. It's real clear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is what Romans 10:17 says. Put all that nonsense away. Open up your Bible and preach. Preach law and gospel, sin and grace, and tell people of their crucified and risen Savior, and watch what God the Holy Spirit does. You know what he's going to do? He's going to take some of those people that you're preaching the gospel to, and he's going to regenerate them, and he's going to give them a new heart, and he's going to slay them and bring them to remorse of their sins, and then the comfort of the good news that Christ bled and died for them. That's how Christians are made, and not by us in our silly marketing techniques and trying to be clever and trying to reach people where they're at. Ultimately, that's a compromise because you believe that it's your cleverness that makes Christians. It's not. It's the preaching of the gospel.